it sounds like Romy Quintanar, yeah, but I remember before when he was here, that's how he sounded. Anyway, you know, for a change, this is Eugene Torre. Somehow, I'm taking this position because at the moment we'd like to have a banter, you know, with my friend here, no other than the world chess champion and many chess players in the world, the greatest chess player of all time. Of course, I'm referring to no other than the world champion himself, Bobby Fischer. And beside him is our national master, also residing in Baguio. Actually, we're together in Baguio, national master Orlando Nolte. So, how are you, Bobby?
Oh, very good, Eugene. It's wonderful to be in the Philippines and back here on sports radio.
Yeah.
I'd like to sort of set the tone for this program to kick things off. I'd like to play an old song by Jackie Wilson, if I could.
Ah, yes, sure, sure.
This is going back to 1965.
So you mean you are also a lover of music, huh?
Oh, this pop music.
Pop music.
I love Jackie Wilson.
Very much.
He taught, he was the greatest workout artist of them all, greatest dancer, you know.
What made you like him? What more?
Well, they called him Mr. Excitement.
Oh.
And he really was. This is true, because when they canceled one of his concert tours, because wherever he went, he was causing a riot with the girls. They were destroying the auditoriums.
Really?
Yeah, trying to get, you know, rip his clothes off. They were just smashing up the place. It's absolutely true.
Uh-huh.
He was, you know, so sexy and exciting.
Yeah. If I remember it right, how about this Michael Jackson?
I read in the book that Michael Jackson, you know, this the quick the crotch grab that Jackson does?
Right.
He learned that from Jackie Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This Jackie Wilson is aggressive, eh? Or
super talented. I mean, you cannot even class one. He's saying pop, rock, soul, everything. I mean, danced unbelievably, back over flips, everything. Just unbelievable talent.
Well, hearing from you, that Bobby, I could not wait any longer to listen to the music.
This song, I think, epitomizes, well, it's about New York City. It's called No Pity. But to me, it's about the entire United States.
Okay. Okay.
When you're all alone and all your heart and money is gone. Thank you.
nothing in it. You just can feel the anger.
The anger because of the frustration.
Frustration, yeah. Such a. I was looking at the BBC the other day, and they were talking about the death penalty, and somebody called up, and he said, there's a streak of absolute mercilessness in America. And it's spread from the father to the son, and the sister to the brother. It just permeates the whole country. And I think this is true.
This frustration also, I see in you, Bobby, frustration with the U.S., especially after what they had done to you.
Well, it's like I say, it's a completely corrupt country controlled by dirty Jews.
Okay. Anyway, I think I mentioned Landon Norte. He's here with us, Bobby, but how about a word from Norte?
Yes, and good afternoon to all listeners of Sports Radio, this is R. And just here just to support Bobby.
Okay.
Friends, huh?
Thank
you.
Okay. So, Bobby, wait, before I say something else, I'd like to say, people say, you know, you are regarded as a chess genius. But the other day you said that you're not.
You're not a chess genius. Yeah, I object to being called a chess genius because I consider myself to be an all-around genius who just happens to play chess, which is rather different, you know.
Oh.
A piece of garbage like Kasparov might be called a chess genius, but he's like an idiot savant. Outside of chess, he knows nothing.
Oh.
See.
You mean you're a genius in many aspects?
Yeah, you know, this scumbag Kasparov, all these articles that he writes for the Wall Street Journal on politics, it's all ghostwritten for him.
Ghostwritten?
Oh, yeah.
But I heard also that somebody have ghostwritten for you in your memorable book, 60 memorable book by... Grandmaster Larry Evans. It was also ghostwritten.
Well, that's what the Jews are all saying, but how can the book be ghostwritten when in the very introduction to the book, I thanked him for his invaluable aid in the preparation of the manuscript? You don't thank a ghostwriter.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You thank him there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So how can they claim that it was ghostwritten to you?
Well,
when you are open about the help.
Yeah, this is the liars. I said right in the introduction, finally I wish to express my gratitude to Larry Evans, friend and colleague, for his invaluable aid in the preparation of the text, as well as for his lucid introductions.
Mm-hmm.
Robert J. Fisher, New York City.
Okay, but who said that it was ghostwritten?
Well, Evans himself has indicated that. He quoted this other dirty Jew, B.H. Wood, who said it, and it's been said in many places. Soltis, Andy Soltis, has said it in his column in the New York Post. I've read it in many places.
So, of course, you cannot say that it's ghostwritten, no?
No.
Say, Bobby, you were telling me that, somehow you have this, worry or regard about, this extinction of elephants. I didn't know that you're a little bit concerned also of environment.
Yeah, I'm very concerned because I think the Jews want to drive the elephants to extinction because the trunk of an elephant reminds them of an uncircumcised penis.
Really?
Yes. Well, I'm absolutely serious about that.
Well, but where did you get this opinion?
From my head.
Ah, this is your...
From my observations.
Observations?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're not doing anything to stop the encroachment on the nature that the elephants need to survive, you know.
Wow.
Well, they're sick. Jews are sick, you know. They're mental cases.
But you know, Bobby, here in the Philippines, circumcision is quite accepted. Actually, a few weeks ago, I saw in TV there was a program to circumcise children, you know. Well,
this is the Jewish American influence. It's the same in the U.S.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How about in, you stay in Japan, yeah?
Also in Japan. Pick up any girly magazine and they will have page after page of advertisements by circumcision clinics.
Oh.
And they promote it there in Japan, not so much for cleanliness, but they say, you know, you can last longer and the girls like it better. They show all the girls smiling. Circumcised guys, you know?
Yeah. But you are definitely, I know you, you are definitely against circumcision. No?
Oh, it's a crime. It's criminal. Absolutely criminal. The Jews say they know better than millions of years of evolution.
Oh, you mean the nature?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And in my regards, with my generation, I thought also that circumcision had been here for a long time. But how about, I wonder if during the Spanish time...
No.
It was promoted also here.
No, absolutely not.
Not yet?
No. This just came with the Americans.
Oh.
Yeah, and especially, I think, probably after World War II, you know.
Oh, I see. So
this is an unforgivable crime, circumcision.
Yeah.
You know, this is why the Jews were driven out of Palestine 2,000 years ago.
Yeah?
Because, yes, this is true.
Really?
Because the governor, the Roman governor of Palestine was Hadrian.
Mm-hmm.
And he signed a decree forbidding circumcision and other bodily mutilations on penalty of death.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews, they could not accept this, and they went bonkers, and they rebelled against the Romans. And of course, the Jews are not fighters. They have miserable bodies. You know, they're cunning, like rats. But when it comes to fighting, they were no match for the. For the Romans, so they got completely wiped out, and that's the truth. That's why they were driven out of Palestine. It's absolutely true. This is a historical fact. Over circumcision, they refused to give up this insane mutilation.
Yeah,
I believe this is the road to sanity for the Jews. Only road to sanity for the Jews is to admit that circumcision is a crime, a terrible crime. If a Jew will not admit that, he will never be on the road to sanity.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first step for a Jew.
But, Bobby, I think Muslim also, they practice this, yeah? Muslim?
Yeah, but I believe that also is the work of the Jews. I think the Jews were very influential on Muhammad, founder of Islam.
Yeah.
Don't forget, it also has the Sabbath, right? They have the Sabbath too, like the Jews, except they changed it from... The Jews have it from Friday night to Saturday night, right? No working.
Right.
The Muslims have it from Thursday to Friday night. And also the Jews don't eat pork. The Muslims don't eat pork. There are many, but also circumcision, the Jews practice it. They do it on the eighth day after birth. The Muslims, I think they do it when the kid's about 12.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very, it's a kind of takeoff on Judaism, Islam.
But sometimes some people, they say you blame the Jews all the time.
Yeah, I do, because if you study history, you will see. They've covered up history.
Yeah. Che, I noticed, I could not blame you. You have been very strong against the U.S. You have attacked the U.S., considering what they had done to you. You're not worried, or you're not afraid. For example, like here, we are here in the radio station now. Everybody could listen to our conversation.
Yeah.
You could easily be arrested. Don't forget the Philippines and the U.S. We have this extradition treaty. Are you not afraid to be arrested?
You have
a warrant of arrest, right?
The federal warrant for my arrest that was issued on December 15th, 1992, in Washington, D.C., for playing chess in Yugoslavia. And this has like a 10-year prison sentence. They want to put me in prison for 10 years.
Yeah.
But so far as I know, they have not tried to extradite me to the States from any country that I've been in. I've been in quite a few countries. since this restaurant warrant was issued. Why is that? Why they don't arrest?
Well, I don't know. They may have asked some countries to arrest me and start extradition proceedings, but maybe they refused. That's one possibility.
Or the other possibility is the U.S. doesn't have the guts to do it. I don't know which is, you know, which of the two.
My opinion also is that I think they're worried if they make this move.
Yeah.
It will highlight what they had done to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think considering that they are the
aggressors.
The aggressors or the protector of human rights, no?
Oh, yeah. Supposedly, yeah. Supposedly.
And I think what they had done to you is just inconceivable, no?
Yeah.
And also, I think somebody told you that President Bush, I think the senior, older one, at that time when you had this 92 arrest warrant, somebody told you that actually he did not want to indict you?
Oh, yes, this is interesting. I talked to somebody in the States some time ago. And she was telling me that she heard from... This is just a story. I have no confirmation of this.
No confirmation. Just a story.
It may not be true. But she told me, somebody told her, I'll say who told her, that President Bush, this is back in 92, right, did not want to indict me for playing in Yugoslavia. Hmm. But that the Jews, the Jewish world government, world Jewry, sent down... former mayor of New York City, Ed Koch, to put pressure on President Bush. Mayor Koch is a Jew, of course.
Uh-huh.
To put pressure on Bush to indict me.
He was a former mayor, yeah?
Former mayor of New York City, yeah.
New York what?
City. he went down there and put pressure on Bush to indict me. I don't know. They say that Koch is a homo. I don't know whether it's true. But when he ran against Cuomo for governor, Mario Cuomo, Cuomo had trucks going through New York City with a loudspeaker on, blaring through the streets, "Vote for Cuomo, not the homo. Vote for Cuomo, not the homo."
I listened to that No Pity. I'm wondering if you have, I like that Jackie Wilson.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you have other favorite of Jackie Wilson. For some kind of intermission, you know.
Yeah, I have to queue them up though, look for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you don't know which one, no?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Bobby, there was this poem I remember.